Woo! to owe you anything. I'm ready to owe you anything. I'm ready to owe you anything. I'm ready to owe you anything.
Eating locally grown foods is a major component of food stability in our region. The City of Burnaby Farmers Market is the place to find locally grown conventional and organic produce and get some prepared foods while you visit. So every Saturday from now to October 29 at 10 a.m., 4949 Canada Way at the Burnaby City Hall parking lot.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my Hawkish Central Bank in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 76 of the program, and it is an all-original episode. I'd describe it as a quasi-shadow and research episode. Like I used to say in former times, I've had to dig deep and save my show again. And I'm not sure how many times I've had to save my show, but this is definitely one of those times. Before episode 74, I researched 3 months of my main sources, excluding the CJSF playlist, or Plex as I sometimes call it. Planning this episode, I had leftovers from 74 and about 3+ months of the CJSF playlist to go through, but it was clear that it wasn't going to be enough to make 2 hours of decent radio. So I've incorporated a new source to the program, and it is Blaylock's Indie Rock Playlist. Blaylock's Indie Rock Playlist is nothing new. It has been going on as long as I can remember, for at least 15 years, I reckon. I had an old friend and roommate who used to download Blaylock's list and play it in whatever house we were living in at that time, and I would pick off songs from it, and also I found some artists that I liked listening to it. The format has changed, but the list hasn't. Nowadays, you can go to birp.fm. and stream any of the songs you wish. It is still updated monthly, and the list still includes 100+ songs each month, of which I usually like about 3 or 4. It is a lot of post-DeMarco jangle pop these days, and I feel like I'm shopping at Banana Republic, but there are still songs that stand out, and some of them are on here tonight, but not until later on in the 7 o'clock hour. And I gotta say, they are the best songs of this episode. Also, I was alerted to new stuff from Surf Curse and reminded of new stuff from iDress, so thank you, Blaylock's. I think it will fill a missing middle on this show of protein and potatoes, indie rock, and electronic pop of broader appeal. So welcome to Blaylock's Indie Rock Playlist. Alongside the CJSF playlist, CITR charts, Earshot charts, Pitchfork, and the annual KALX UC Berkeley Programmers year-end lists, it is now an official source of new music for this program. As for this episode in its entirety, it's really uneven. In this next set is leftovers from research from 74, which were pretty picked over, so don't expect too much. And I do have a CanCon gap again, which I've had to fill. I really, really need more from Printhead or Matt Postband or some sort of new sensation to fill the gap. For tonight, I grabbed 2 songs from the 2020 Golden Age of Wrestling album to help out, which is nothing new for the choir, though. But I am still also finding old Wint songs that are good enough to put on here, so that's how I'm dealing with it. Hour 2 starts with 5 selections from the current CJSF playlist, and then it gets into the Blaylock stuff. There are randoms on tonight's show as usual, some of which are from artists I discovered on Blaylock's over a decade ago. Starting off the show tonight was D'Astro from Detroit with a song from 2008's Keepers. On episode 18 was a song of theirs called Red Summer, and I found that on Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist, which is how I discovered them. After that was a straight-up Blaylock pick, Evening Morning from Bombay Bicycle Club, a song from 2009, and rounding out the set was Big City, which is my new favorite band for now. Thank you.
said